Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to be talking with Pella Cinema's operator Jim Nicholas, manager Don Herdliska, and Mary Van Zanti with the Community Betterment Organization about new digital equipment at the theater. Today we're going to be talking about some new equipment that is at Pella Cinemas right now. But first, can someone give me a little bit of background into this switch over to digital?
It's one of these necessary evils in the industry. This is happening everywhere. And what it amounts to is if you don't put digital in at some point in the near future, I'm being told it'll probably be in 2014, probably, maybe even as early as the latter part of 2013, none of the film companies will be making film anymore. And so if you want to continue to have a theater in your community, you have to take the step into digital. I approached the CBO who owns the theater and said that, you know, it's a big investment, but if we want to continue to have a theater, we're going to have to get on board with this. And that's how this process started.
What are the advantages of digital for the studios? What is it easier for them to... It's cheaper, I'm sure, to produce it and ship it, maybe?
Well, ironically, albeit digital print comes in on a hard drive, but it's a commercial-type hard drive just made for theaters. It's not like a hard drive you'd go down to Walmart and buy. But anyhow, so it's a lot smaller and lighter. But to my amazement... the cost that I pay to have it shipped in and out of Pella, going back to the studios, is actually went up $15.
Now, how did that happen?
I wish I knew.
So it's something that's needed, and I know a lot of small theaters in Iowa are struggling to be able to make that switch. How did you guys end up coming up with the funding?
The Community Betterment Organization originally funded the building of the theater, and in fact that whole building. And the Community Betterment Organization was itself funded through grants from the Pella Roll Screen Foundation and a grant from Central College when they sold their theater, because we had taken a community survey and a multi-screen theater was one of the most needed amenities in the community according to the people that were interviewed. And so we kind of pooled resources and began the theater. And then that has worked well until we came to this major concern with the equipment. And so in order to fund that, we had help from, again, Central College, because they recognize the value of the theater to their student body, the Vermeer Charitable Foundation, the Kuiper Foundation, the Pella Roll Screen Foundation, the Marion County Community Foundation, and the Pella Community Foundation all help fund the new equipment because of the benefit that it brings to the community.
So how much does this new equipment set you back for the number of screens that you have?
The total project was very close to $200,000.
And is that something that you should be able to get back within the lifetime of this equipment?
There is. One of the reasons we put this in when we did is there is a what they call a VPF program, which is the studios are basically, for a better word, I'll say rebating back to the theaters so much money for every time they play a film. And so we were lucky enough to get on board to that right at the end of when they were closing this program down and not going to offer it anymore. And so we kind of hurried up and got our act together and got that together. So ideally, it varies on how much we get from how many first-run films we play. And hopefully we'll play enough first-run films each year, and the program runs for 5 years, that we will be able to get, hopefully, maybe between a third and a half of that investment back.
What does this change for the day-to-day operations at the actual theaters? I mean, there's nobody up in the booth changing reels anymore, or what does it mean?
People in the booth disappeared a long time ago, so that didn't change. But the film disappeared, and I've been working with film for a long time, and it's really odd that there's no film in the booth anymore, or no need for anybody to be up there. But it helps quite a bit in certain cases in the operation because, for example, when we have a midnight show that we'll have with an upcoming production real soon here, on Friday, or Thursday night, I should say, the Hobbit, when it opens, we'll be able to, because it's digital, we still only need the one print that we have, but we can ingest it in all three auditoriums in the projector or on the server and then show it on the projector in all three auditoriums at the same time. So instead of being limited to just one auditorium, even with film, we were able to put it in our two biggest auditoriums, but we couldn't run it in the third. Now we could just download it in all three and start them all at midnight, and it's, instead of having 165 seats or 265 seats, now we can have about 400 seats or just under 400 seats for one performance. And then during a regular performance, like right now, we can show 3D in one auditorium, and we can if after a movie's played for a while, we can move it over and give a new 3D picture a chance in that auditorium, and we can show it 2D in another auditorium. It's a very simple change, whereas before we would have been ordering new prints and moving them all over the place. So.
Now, is 3D something that's more difficult to run, or are there big changes that needed to be made to the theater for that, or are they simple changes?
The changes are simple for us in the booth, but as far as monetarily getting the 3D and getting it in operation, I imagine that auditorium was a little more expensive to equip.
So what kind of things does a 3D auditorium need?
Well, the only real big difference is you have to have a silver screen. And we didn't have one of them, so we had to install a silver screen. And then there's a couple of special lenses that go on in front of the regular lens to project a 3D image. And then on your hard drive, you actually have a copy of a 2D print and a 3D print, so you just have to tell the projector which one to read to project out onto the screen.
It also needs a brighter bulb for that projector because it needs to project a brighter image for that silver screen, and so that's a little more expensive as well.
Since the 3D wasn't installed, have you found it's pretty popular?
It's been real popular. We've yet to see if it'll kind of slack off after it's not such a novel new introduction to our system, but right now it seems very popular. People like it. Obviously, there's always some people that don't like 3D for given reasons. I myself like it on some pictures. And I don't like it so much on others, but especially if a movie's made for 3D, because sometimes, like we saw in the last couple of years, people will take a film that's already been produced for 2D and then they try to transform it into 3D and it doesn't work real well. But I think for the most part the commentary's been real good on it, and it'll be interesting to see if it holds up, because you don't have scratches on your, if you get an older print, you don't have scratches on your film anymore. The picture's brighter. The picture's brighter in all three auditoriums, not just the 3D. But I would think from a customer standpoint, it looks real good. It does to me.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've talked with a few of the people involved with Pella Cinemas about their new digital equipment. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official weather, I'm meteorologist, next.